For a little more insight into the Rove story, we're joined by Grover Norquist, president of the lobbying group Americans for Tax Reform. He was instrumental in George Bush's first election and is a longtime colleague of Karl Rove. Hello, Grover.
Glad to be with you.
You and Mr. Rove were instrumental in trying to forge a new conservative movement and majority in the U.S. You worked closely together for a long time. Are you sad to see him go?
Well, he's not dead. He's leaving the White House, and it's important for a political movement to understand that it doesn't start and end at the White House. So as much as the presidency's nice, the House and the Senate are more important, and Karl Rove will play an important part of continuing to build a enduring Republican majority for the next 20 years. He's a young man.
Do you think he accomplished the goal of revitalizing and solidifying Republicans, and especially the conservative wing, in a lasting way during his time at the White House?
No, he did two important things. He got George Bush across the finish line in 2000 and in 2004. In 2000, you had a candidate who ran explicitly against the Reagan-Republican coalition, and that was John McCain. He said, I'm going to bust up the Reagan coalition of people who care about the Second Amendment and taxes and the First Amendment on campaign finance reform and tax issues. And Bush said, no, I'm a Reagan Republican, and we're going to maintain the Reagan-Republican coalition. So the first thing he did was to defeat the alternative vision for a Republican Party that was separated from principle. And he won that, and then he won in the general against Al Gore, who is a serious candidate. I know the left always dumps on their guys when they lose the presidency, but they don't come more serious or talented than Al Gore. In a time of peace and prosperity and economic growth, Karl Rove managed a successful presidential campaign to upend the incumbent vice president. Very impressive. And then 2 years later, in a time of recession, the Republicans gained seats in the House and Senate. And then in 2004, again, with an unpopular war unfolding, with a serious candidate in John Kerry as the nominee, a man who spent his entire adult life preparing for this moment, Bush won again. So now, 2006, you had a number of things hitting. Some guys, candidates, shot themselves in the foot. You had the unpopularity of the occupation of Iraq. But neither of those are central to an enduring Republican majority, and hopefully in 2008, those people who shoot themselves in the foot will retire ahead of 2008, and that the war will be in the rearview mirror rather than in the windshield.
What about the timing of his decision? I mean, he told the Journal he was not leaving to please the mob, referring to his critics, but did you get the sense that he's feeling a little beleaguered because of Iraq, the Republican losses, grand jury investigation, and that that might have played a role in his decision to leave now?
Oh, I think that those were all reasons for not leaving sooner, that you couldn't leave after 06 if it looked as though you were leaving because of 06 not doing well. You couldn't leave as long as there was a sort of Damocles, real or imagined, obviously now imagined, hanging over his head with the Valerie Plume attacks and so on.
You're talking about Valerie Plame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easier for him to leave having been exonerated in both judicial and public opinion in terms of those issues. And so now he can, on his own, say, now it's time to move on. Because otherwise he might have wanted to have gone 4 months ago. He'd been thinking about it.
It seemed like early on you and a number of members of the conservative wing of the Republican Party had these grand visions, though, of reforming the movement and the majority and the way of thought in political circles. Do you think those goals were realized?
Well, not realized, but being realized. This is an electorate that wants to have a Republican Congress, although the Republicans threw it away in 06. And the D's are making all the mistakes in 2007 and 2008 that they made in 93 and 94 at a time when they're weaker. Sure, 2006 was a setback. You'd rather have the House and the Senate than not. But the Democrats haven't passed anything since they got there.
Grover Norquist, head of the Americans for Tax Reform, as well as a longtime colleague of Karl Rove. Thanks for talking with us.
You got it.